Hello, it's Tuesday, March the 1st. If you're Welsh, happy St. David's Day. It would have been a day that I would have worn either a leek, the vegetable, or a daffodil in my lapel as a schoolboy. And I think that tradition still continues. Well, we're in Revelation 13. This monster of the sea that has arisen, we interpreted that as political power that is arraigned against the Church of Christ in every age. But for John's readers, they would certainly have thought of Nero and Domitian as examples of that power. You can read this and envision, of course, today's world. Today's world in the great totalitarian countries where the Church of Christ is persecuted, the cancelling culture to the voice of truth, making it illegal to worship according to scripture, churches having to meet in secret and in exile in fear of being imprisoned and tortured and killed. Look up Voice of the Martyrs online and see just the sheer numbers of Christians who are still being put to death for their faith. Powers let loose in science to do something that God forbids. Everything is under attack. The truth of God is under attack. The ethics of God, the laws of God, the commandments of God are under attack. Everywhere you go, in secular powers, in colleges and universities, and what you see is the beast of the sea. It's another example that the church is built in enemy-occupied territory, in the region of the gates of hell. But remind yourself as you read this description of the beast of the sea, who is alive and well in 2022, that Jesus ultimately wins the battle. The decisive battle has already been won in his death and resurrection. Well, we'll pick up Revelation 13 tomorrow in the beast of the land, but for now have a wonderful day.